Yeah, shrinking. We're on season three. We haven't talked about the show starting, but Harrison Ford's got Parkinson's. He's getting worse. Gabby's thinking about starting up her own clinic for like trauma patients.
Yeah.
I think the season is like Derek's season. Like, what's his name? The neighbor's husband.
Yeah, Ted McGinley.
Yeah, Ted McGinley. I get him confused with John C. McGinley. See, that's the
Yeah, I
thing.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like has great moments in the season and then like has to have like a heart surgery. Almost dies, kinda. It's pretty heavy him. But the season is this show is just incredible. It's one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah.
It's an emotional roller
Yeah.
coaster. Every week I watch it, I have to follow it up with like King of Queens or something comedy and light.
Yeah. No, it's almost like when I watch Leftovers, like in order not to jump out a window, I need to watch like Parks and Rec or something that I'm gonna laugh at
Yeah.
afterwards. 'Cause like this is a comedy, but it's really like I think I would almost quite you said it's a Derek season. We're getting a lot more focus on him, but I think this season is kind of a couple things. I mean, the whole show is about kind of your mental health and dealing with trauma.
True.
I mean, that's how I would classify this show, told in the form of a comedy. I think this show too, I think this season is kind of about what legacy you leave and what you'll be remembered for. And I think in the last episode, Harrison Ford offers Gabby the practice, and she's like, I don't want to be you, like, and you can tell like how crushed she is by it, but she has different things in her legacy. She wants to help these people with
Yeah.
trauma. Now, I called this, but we don't have a recording of it because we haven't heard him 2 months. But the Gabby's patient that she goes trivia with, I called that she was going to kill herself,
Yep.
and that's what happened in the last episode. And Gabby gets the news, and like, now how's that going to affect her? Is she going to question this, like, her path and her legacy from here, because she thought she was making good strides with this,
She's definitely going
and
to
then,
question Jimmying people for sure. The verbiage. Yeah.
yeah.
This was Jimmy's
Yeah, and
plan.
that'll cause more conflict between them. And I think Jimmy is like, I think going back to legacy stuff, he has his Jimmying and the therapy, but how's he going to be remembered as the guy that, is he going to be the Lewis or the Jimmy who like accepted, not necessarily at peace, but has learned how to live with it and move on with their life versus like Jimmy's life is changing. His daughter's moved to Connecticut. He's not over the wife dying. Like, he, well, I mean, I say that as like people get over it and they don't, you never get over it, but you have to learn to cope and to learn to move forward, right, as best as you can. And at the end of the episode, he has the date with
Cody
the lady,
Smalls.
and they meet everybody in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And his wife's like memorial sing-alongs.
yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the brilliance of the show is that they put together a situation that most likely wouldn't happen in real life, but is funny and sad and beautiful at the same time.
Yeah.
So, it's such a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show with having to deal with consequences. Fallout, a lot of stuff like that. Like Jimmy Harrison Ford is like now having to like decide like, okay, I've got my new lady, my new wife, right? I'm declining, health wise. And now he wants to spend more time with his family, like his daughter and who's going through a divorce. Who
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm entirely sold on her sleeping with Jimmy like this season. Oh, Paul is
Yeah.
Harrison Ford's name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all to set up him being able to have like a longer term relationship. So I get the plot line. But loved seeing Michael J. Fox make an appearance as a real character and as a figment of Paul's imagination. That was incredible. But I will tell you who saves this show. It's Brian, his friend that adopts the baby. That dude cracks me up every time he's on scene. He talked about getting trampled at a concert and asked if it was Cher and if he had pit seats. And he got so excited over being trampled to death at a Cher concert. I died laughing. It was so funny.
Well, in the name, when they were talking about baby names and like the is like Sutton, and then I forget what the other part of it was, but they said a name, and it's like, well, your name Sutton is like, it's like a three-time Academy or like
Tony
award
Award winning.
winner, like a Tony Award winning. It's like he just and like, I mean, he's just he yeah he steals the scene, and then Candace Bergman came coming in as Derek's mom out of nowhere.
Dude, yeah.
Which was great. So I think I mean, this show is so good. And it's a complete show,
It is.
and it you feel good, and then you want to bawl your eyes out
Cry like a
like every
baby.
episode.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've cried
So
like at the end of two episodes this season. Like,
I've done it during every episode.
yeah. The show is so
I'm like,
heavy. Like, Ted Lasso had to like crawl so Shrinking could walk. Like, the show is incredible
we
dealing with trauma. And then you've got Brett Goldstein, who like is popping in and out of the season. And Gabby telling him, like, don't waste like your second chance. My friend died, so you could be like a fucking barista. And so like he's like trying to move on with his life, and then he shows up and like chokes at the graveside, like putting too many marshmallows in his mouth. That was hilarious. But and then we see Jimmy's dad for all of like 5 minutes of screen time, and is Jeff Daniels. So I'm looking forward to more of that. Like, but Candace Bergen didn't see that coming at all. Good for her. She's like 81, 83. So good for her.
it's I mean, I think Apple's done a really, really good job with these type of shows, with Ted Lasso, with Stick, and with Shrinking. Obviously Stick being the weakest of the three, but I think they've got something with that format, kind of like Hulu FX has the Paradise, format, and some of how they run some of their shows. And I think Apple's done a really good job, like with this type of show. So it looks good. It's got great actors. It's you'll laugh, you'll cry. It's fantastic.
Yeah, there's not really a weak point in the show. I could do without food truck guy's girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean,
Marisol,
I think
yeah.
Marisol. I mean, I think you've got to. I think the purpose of her arc is to be like, you have when people start to get their life together, and then that old friend shows up, or and you have to then decide, do I revert back into my old ways? Do I, am I, have I matured, or do I need to, do I need a wake up call?
Right.
There, or am I gonna, continue on with my better so-called life, right?
Yeah, and
So
I think
I
Paul's
think,
calls are like a catalyst. It's like, Sean's been so like comfortable like doing the food truck and going back to like the pool house, and he was like, she's a catalyst. Like, she's there to like spur change in her life. And I was like, damn it, Paul, don't get real on me. Like, I just don't like her. Yeah. Because she's
Well,
wild.
yeah, and it made me think about, like, because when I do these college reunions every year, and like, I go up to Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is the most unique place in the country, and you have friends that you haven't moved on or rest of development, and it's a kind of when those people are in your life, kind of a good reminder of like where you came from, but also where you're at now, and you can manage like some chaos in there. It doesn't mean that all the time you have to be like this kind of like very flat, very kind of in your routine thing. It's good to let the chaos in
Yeah, break it up
as
a little bit.
well. But
Yeah.
yeah, she's probably the Marisol and maybe Brian's husband. Or the
Yeah.
Brian's husband's a pretty weak, I mean, but they don't, I mean, he's got to go up against Brian, so
He's the quiet one in that relationship. Just some outliers that aren't in the main circle. Even like the redhead, Alice's friend, the redhead, who like pops in and makes a joke and then like leaves. Like, yeah,
I think she's hilarious.
she's
Like
great. I
she
want more
trips
of
me
her.
out every time.
Yeah.
She's like, my mom's apartment is getting kind of crowded. Like, you know, she's like, I can move in here
When
whenever
Alice moves out, I'll move in,
you
and he's like, "No, I'm good."
want to say she's
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, Shrieking is a very unique show. Kudos to the guys that create Bill Lawrence and all, you know. This is what Ted Lasso led to. So, I mean, it's amazing. So, anything else about Shrieking?
No, you can close out with the pit.
That leads us to the pit with Noah Wiles Wiley. Dr. Robbie is crushing it this season.
Baby Jane Doe.
Dude, you got a baby that's been left in the bathroom. You've got malware taking out other hospitals, so they choose to shut down the servers at this ER. I'm not even going to try to butcher the name. They've got a convict that's there, but they're trying to get a bed like upstairs. You haven't seen him in like a couple episodes.
Yeah, I was like, where did the convict go?
Yeah. And then you've got just all the regular rivalries between all like the residents and all the new kids, like Curly Hair, I can't remember his name, who's just popping off, making fun of like fat people, and everybody's like, "Dude, shut the hell up!" Like, yeah, but
Yeah, and the water park incident now as well,
rough.
which was pretty wild.
I guess that's kind of this season's like Pit Fest shooting. We've got 5 episodes left, so where do you go from here? But dude, that guy like was falling out of the slide and his finger got caught on the ring. Like now he's gonna have to have his finger like circumcised. Like, did you see that thing? That was nasty.
So I'll tell you how I watch the pit. Whenever any of the stuff like that comes up, like I like block the screen or but I did watch I did love and because it's just so funny, like the amputated leg beats with the curly hair guy carrying around the leg the whole time, like. And they pulled. Now, when they pulled it out of the bag, and the I'm like, oh my, whoa, you know. But yeah, I usually put my hand over the screen just enough to hide like all the surgery and like the open shit going on. But
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're not alone. If it gets rough, I definitely have to look away. I mean, it's just such a realistic show. And then we didn't even talk about Mel and like her sister Rebecca or whatever, who's autistic. Now like she's apparently like got a boyfriend and hooking up, and Mel is like, I mean, I work 18 hours a day and I don't have a life, like
Well, that's what the whole thing where I thought she was gonna say like she had an STD, and then it was like, oh no, it's a UTI, and it
Yeah.
was like, oh, you get those from this and this and having sex, and then she's like, yeah, I'm having sex, and it's like, whoa, hold on a second, and then. But yeah, I think, and then you have Whitaker now, who's basically like Dr. Robbie's favorite, and they even
Huckleberry.
asked Whitaker to watch his house when he's gone for 3 months. You have Dr. Santos, who is, always has to work on her charts because the new Dr. Alshimi is coming in to cover for Dr. Robbie, and she's like basically on her about her charts. So
She's the one pushing
and
aim
then
high. And she's like, it's
yeah.
like 95% foolproof. And it's just like, oh, that's great odds in the medical industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
Yeah, and then
Huckleberry, and
the
then yeah, you've got
Ogilvy is the other Ogilvy
Ogilvy.
is the new intern.
That's it. Oh, and then Dr. Mohan, who's got like the TikTok like videos, like she screws up and forgets somebody, and her mom is like crushing
Oh,
her
that's
mom.
Javadi.
Oh, Shivani,
Javadi.
that's right, that's right, that's
Yeah.
right. And somebody calls her a Nepo baby, and she like implodes.
Yeah. No, Mohan had the breakdown, I think,
Yep.
the mental breakdown, and Dr. Robbie was like, pull your shit together, you baby. And
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, in
then
front of
we
everybody. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, this
And
is
we
about
had
your
the doc.
mom problems?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, let me ask you a question. Do you know, we see in I think the first episode of season one, Dr. Robbie goes up to the roof and basically is like telling Dr. Abbott not to jump, you know, off the top of the building. You know, and then we see like throughout the last season, this season, you know, Dr. Abbott is like a badass and he's like going on police raids or SWAT raids and you know all this stuff, and then he seems like he's got his shit together now and he's in a good mental place, and then Dr. Robbie, who we know from last season, is not in a good mental place, and it just seems to keep escalating and building to the point where, you know, and it's interesting because I don't think they'll kill off him because Noah Wiley's like executive producer, director, you know, he's the star of the show.
Sure.
But I mean, they're setting up for something, you know, at some point to blow up with him. Or they get to that point and then he leaves and then he comes back next season, like, I'm all rested.
Yeah, how long do you think he's
But
going to be all gone on his bike trip?
well, I think it's supposed to be 3 months, but
I think somebody joked like you won't make it a week or something like that. Which, what's
But
up with his like biker buddy, I guess, who's supposed to go on a hike with him, who's there for his like
Hey,
cocaine deviated septum?
I need to pause for a minute. I gotta answer this call.
All good. Yeah. So we're talking about Duke. Like, he's gonna go on this bike ride with him. Is that the same guy?
I don't think he was gonna go. I don't think that guy's gonna go on the trip with him, but he fixed his bike up, or that's what I thought he was going on. I think I thought he was gonna go on the trip, but I think we saw that he just wanted to see him before he got out and run him through the test because he was having problems with his throat. And, you know, they did the initial consult and it looked good, but,
There's no way
you know,
that
I
dude
think.
doesn't have like throat cancer or something.
Yeah, something's gonna happen. See,
Yeah.
that's what I'm like. Is something gonna happen with Duke, and does that, you know, affect Robbie going on vacation or, you
Right.
know, whatever? But yeah.
I will say the one part I really like about the show is they keep showing the waiting room and you'll see
Yeah.
patients. And then you may not see them for like 3 or 4 episodes because they haven't been called back yet.
Yeah.
And that's like typical ER stuff. And then like the deaf patient, and they didn't have anybody who could clearly speak sign language, and then they had the
Yeah.
computer like translate thing, and it was just like just pen and paper people. Like, what's going on
Yeah.
here? Like,
Yeah. Why wouldn't they write? They could have also called in David Harbour,
yeah, for real.
flew him in from St. Louis.
Doing his dancing, like yeah, but I do like that they highlight, like, yeah, it's not something that there's a lot of funding for, so it's not
Yeah.
always great, and there's always these nuances to medicine these days for people who don't fit, usual patient criteria, who, can hear and speak and all those things.
Yeah.
So incredible. incredible way to look at the show. It's definitely got to be my number one show right now.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, I think for me, between this and Night of the Seven Kingdoms are the two best shows so far. But I think, yeah, I think it's hard with the pit.
The top five for
You
the
know.
first half of 2026 is going to be razor thin.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, I think it is easily a top 10 show. And I think for me, it's always, I struggle with it a little bit because I'm not a big fan of medical shows, but
Same.
this is like, this to me is more like, you know, you and I and our past work history and logistics and kind of the firefighting and real-time solutioning, you know, it kind of is in a much, much, much different and more important way.
High
This
stress,
show reflects, like,
high
but the high stress,
consequence.
the, yeah. And at the end of the day, like, the always joke on logistics is like, we're not, you know, shipping organs and stuff, right? Like, so it's not that life or death, but it's that stress, it's that feeling. And so, like, it to me, it's kind of the rush, and kind of get the same rush as when I watched The Bear, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, you're in the kitchen and everybody's like freaking out, and it's kind of like at the end of the day, like behind all the chaos, like, you know, patients get seen and people get fixed
Shit
and
gets done.
kind of shit gets done. And you don't, unless you're in those worlds, you don't know, you know, like, you don't appreciate what it takes to do that. So
And then, yeah, throw
I
COVID
think,
on top of that. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, man.
yeah.
Like, I knew a guy who used to work in an ER in like downtown
Yeah.
Houston, and I have no idea how they
Oh,
do it
yeah.
with stress. Like, you got like people
Yeah.
ODing, and you're just like doing CPR on them and all this other stuff, and like,
Yeah.
but there's the rush of like, okay, we did it, like we saved the guy. Like, we
Yeah.
all had those chaotic days. I just can't imagine, like, oh yeah, like we lost the guy.
Yeah.
And you go back to
No,
work.
and I think, yeah, when Javadi is kind of feeling it, and this with the lady dying of cancer, and it's like,
Oh yeah.
you know, and that still is a weird, like, I kept thinking, you know, it's our TV watching brain. I'm like, oh, did the husband poison her? Like, you know, and she's got cancer, but it's like, she didn't want, you know, she didn't want to go home, and she didn't want, you know, it's like,
She didn't want him
wanted
to be
just,
there, and
yeah. But I think it was, I think in the end, it's more just like, this motherfucker doesn't give me any space. Like, he's
he's always up her ass.
yeah, just give me 5 seconds to die here, you
He's like,
know.
can't I just die in peace? Like, I gotta
That
die
could be
to
the
get away from
episode.
this noise.
It should be the episode name, 5 seconds to die.
Dude, that was so funny when she was talking about staying at the hospital, and they were like, is that what you want? She was like, yeah. And it was like, okay, they're gonna do it right here now. And then like the kids come in with ice cream, and I bet she's like, oh, just take me now, for the love of God. Yeah, that's brutal. It's basically like an assisted suicide. Like, it's fucking rough. But yeah, that's with the nurse doctor on house arrest. I can't remember her name, but yeah. She's like the white trash one of the ER.
She's great. I mean, the beauty
I
of
love her.
this is like, they're all great. Everybody is performing like at the top of their game, all the actors, and the characters are well written and well, and, you know, it's kind of, you get some background in a very fast-paced show, you know, like, you learn, like, Dr. Alshimi, you know, was like in these field hospitals in Iraq or whatever, Afghanistan, and, you know, Dr. Abbott was talking about the same, and, you know, you kind of get some of their, you know, a little bit of background, and you know, like, Whitaker is a hayseed from Nebraska, and Javadi's parents are both doctors and trying to influence her in what to do, and
At the same
Mohan, you
hospital.
know, had, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, Nepo baby. And you know, it's like you see kind of the without going 1,000 degrees into it, you see these people's personal histories and what drives them, and you know, like, and then it you know, it's kind of interesting to see some of the dynamic now that you had Santos and
Oh.
why am I blanking on Homeboy's name now?
Oh.
Landon or
Oh, Langdon.
Langdon. And they had to work together on something, and Santos is being very short, and like Alshimi and the others are like you got to get over this, you know, basically. And the funny thing is like Santos, you know, turned and she's like he should be fired, and but she's the one that's still acting like a baby about it. And she, you know, she turned him in, and the dude got his life together, or you know,
He's the only one still carrying that torch. It's like, dude, just let it go.
everybody else is really like, because I mean, you think about the stress that they go through and all that, and you know, like the whole everybody's outside smoking, or you know, like Javon, whenever they write the prescription, for the helper
Dana.
nurse or for Dana, and then Dana gives the helper nurse, and Javon's like, isn't that like insurance fraud? And she's like, yeah, take me to jail or whatever, you know. It's
Which,
like
all right, what are the odds that that charge nurse that they brought in to help her out, who was in the perfect storm, by the way, she's chewing nicotine gum, which is like prescription level, and she's smoking. What are the odds that she doesn't drop from a heart attack by the end of this season? Like, Jackie and I both think something's going to happen to her, and Dana's going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I'm sure if that doesn't happen, I'm sure at least it was talked about in the writer's room, because I think that's a good thing to do. But
It's wild, man.
no.
Such a good show. Ogilvy,
And yeah.
Santos, and then the other like doctor are apparently like hooking up,
Yeah.
and like lesbians, and like she like scolded Santos about like dealing with Landon, and she was like,
Yeah.
"Oh, we're at work," and it was just like, "Oh shit, all
Yeah.
the knives are coming out."
She says, if you want somebody I can't remember how she said it, but like to fuck and eat popcorn in bed with or whatever, like I'm your person, but if you want to bring up your emotional shit about work, like,
If
you
you want to eat
know, like,
popcorn and watch Netflix in bed, I'm your girl. If you want something other than that, fuck off.
So.
So good, dude. Can't wait to see what happens this week, Thursday. It's tomorrow by the time
Yeah.
we're recording this. So I'm really looking forward to the next episode, which
Yeah.
is called, I would say the title for the next DTF St. Louis is the title of an insurance company, so we know that how that goes. The
But
pit.
shrink, yeah. So the shrinking in the pit. I mean, by the time we record next week, we'll pretty much watch the latest episodes of these shows, so we can. It would be nice to get back in a rhythm,
Yeah, for sure. We
and
got to get back to the weekly grind.
because definitely this is going to be almost an 80-minute podcast. So we had been down to 30, 45 minutes. So, you know, it'll be hopefully everybody enjoys it, and now we'll get back in a regular cadence where we can keep it 30, 45 minutes for sure.
Keep it light, not in the ER. No, that
Yeah.
sounds good. But anything else we haven't talked about?
No, just two exciting movie things this weekend. Project Hail Mary comes out. I think it's already kind of been pre-screening and out. And then RAD 40th anniversary is out like the 22nd and 24th at some movie theater. So
Oh,
one of my
cool.
favorite movies from the 80s,
Heck
RAD,
yeah.
would be 86. So
That'll be pretty good. Nice.
yeah,
And then we're
I'm gonna hit
9 days
up
away
the
from For
theater
All
there.
Mankind, the next season. So get ready for
Yes,
that on Mars, people.
I'm almost on season three. Like, I mean, I've watched it all obviously multiple times, but I'm doing my rewatch trying to get it in before the 27th.
Hell
So
yeah. Yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up. Appreciate everybody for kicking it with us this week. Check out the podcast, check out the platforms, check out the website. And as Cousin likes to say,
Peace.